Yesterday was one of the toughest days of my life. Since the passing of my mom, I really ain't been the same. I mean, I'm still me or whatever, but yesterday, boy, I missed her being here there. No, I'm just kidding. I really did miss her, though. She had one of the most unique laughs in the world. If you didn't laugh when she laughed, bruh, you was truly soulless. There's no way. But yeah. And just the way she carried herself and everything else, man, you know. Even though she was itty bitty, you wasn't gonna step on her. You wasn't gonna talk about her like that, like you were crazy. She get on your head, but plenty of time my partners used to come over to the house and she cussed them out for not speaking to her first, like she don't live there. But yeah, that's what I was going through. Also, got a Facebook page going with my apparel and clothing that's about to come out. Got a design for Christmas that I want to try. I'm really uncertain on how much I should charge, really. I got to see how much it's going to cost per shirt. And I'm going to go from there. I ain't going to too much try to break y'all back. Unless it's going to break my back to produce them, you know? But right now, in this time, you know, it's really just family I need right now. So, I mean, I really ain't been stressing. It's just, you know, the person that you know was your biggest fan is gone. But like I said, like I tell my family, they're like, man, you ain't broke down, you ain't cried. No, I've been preparing for this, really. I just missed her too much yesterday. It was also Richard Pryor's birthday, too. Man, I used to watch him all the time. One of our favorites. Which also lead me to the, you know, the next announcement that I'm going to make. After December 31st or whatever the last day of fucking 2020, no longer posting statuses on Facebook. I'll probably just be posting in the story. If you want to get with me, you're going to have to hit me up on Instagram or on my Snapchat. Snapchat ain't going to be easy to find. It's Fuzzy, F-U-Z-Z-Y, underscore Slipper, S-L-I-P-P-A. Instagram, of course, One Bag Steve, so that's probably where you'd be able to get at me most. I'll probably be going live a lot more on there, too. Sorry for taking so long to record and get podcasts out there to you guys, but this week I feel like I'll probably get some more content out. Go Raiders! My decision to leave Facebook was really more or less the guidelines of their life. How I could be somewhere at work or something like that, and the background music was set up for copyright. Really never had this issue with Instagram. Really haven't tried it, really. But if I have to, I'll do the 1 minute stories or 1 minute jokes on Snapchat. It's all really going to be a trial and error here before the end of December. So be on the lookout on my Instagram and on my Snapchat if you ain't already added me on Snapchat. But that's what's going to be going on. I also have a Twitter handle that I barely use, but I'm going to have to get more in touch with my Twitter as well. My Twitter is also OneBagSteve. Like I said, be on the lookout for me dropping some Christmas stuff, Christmas apparel. Well, it's really going to be a shirt. Not sure what else I'm going to do with it. Also got some NBA 30 for 30 series coming out. Also got a NFL film series coming out with the clothing line. That's what I'm calling the clothing line. Well, not the clothing line. The clothing line going to be One Bag Steve, but just the series. You know, I'm going to have a series of things that's going to come out. I got like a lot of ideas that I want to push out. Like I said, when I get to the numbers and get, you know, what I want to do with it, I'll let y'all guys know how much when I find out how much it's going to cost to, you know, produce. And then we'll get a solid number on how much everything will cost. You ain't going to want to miss this. I'm telling you, I've been working on this shit for years now. Working on it for years to get this, these designs, you know, together. And my girlfriend swear I'm not going to do it, so I got to do it. So, with that being said, I'm going to work a little bit harder and focus a little bit more and do what I need to do. Thank you. Goals this year. This year, my goal is to have at least submitted over 100 or 300 to 300 videos on Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter that preview me telling some unique jokes or coming up with some material myself. Also, another goal of mine is to sell at least 1,000 merchandise items off of my brand. Also getting it copywritten and everything else in the works. I looked into it. You can already have sold some merchandise and then go and get the copyright and all of that registration and everything else. But that's probably what I'm going to do. I also want to do something for the schools in my community as well. That's the homeless and some of the less fortunate as well. Like get some charity donation funds and things together like that. Also work with my church to get some of those things together, because trust me, I got some of the best cooks in Alabama down here right now. Their hands touch anything, it tastes good. If they was the rotisserie or doorknob, you'd probably eat hell out that motherfucker. But yeah, that's some of the goals and things that I want to work on. Also, I'm trying to get all my brothers to use their talents as well, get them to, you know, build on their craft as well, so I can show y'all that it's more than just, you know, football down here in Alabama. But yeah, that's some of my goals and things I'm trying to reach. Thank you guys for all the support and love that you always show by listening to my podcast. And it's really been tremendous doing this. I mean, I couldn't imagine myself actually doing it. I said I was going to do it, but when I started doing it, I didn't think I was going to follow through with it, but I actually did. And I can't believe people enjoy hearing my voice and hearing me, what I got to say. But thank you for, you know what I'm saying, keeping up with me and keeping me going, keeping me afloat. This is what really helped me. It's really stress relief as well. Hopefully one day I can get some more feedback from you guys about what y'all want to talk about, what we got going on. I also talked with my cousin out in Las Vegas here, which is supposed to be moving back closer to home, that maybe we can get together and do some stuff. I also got my partner Quez from high school. He was talking about doing something like this as well, but I ain't got back with him yet. Any suggestions, any comments, please don't hesitate. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want to do. And if you got my personal number. Thank you guys for always listening. Share with a friend. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout. I'm telling you, it's going to be way more content coming your way. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, a Merry New Year, Happy New Year. God bless. Love you all. Also, forgot, I also have a YouTube page that you need to go to subscribe to right now. Also called One Bag Steve. Sorry about that. Sorry I left that off. Thank you.